Hi, and welcome to this edition of Side Retired, the MLB podcast. It's Dylan, joined alongside Henry. And as we continue to search for our third wheel, as Ryan continues to be missing, my classmate Andreas is joining us. So Henry, Andreas, how you guys doing?
I'm pretty good. I mean, obviously, as a Yankees fan, trade deadline was nice, but it's always a fun return back down to earth. When you see Andrew Heaney, a big trade, just get absolutely lit up by the Orioles last night. So it's always nice to be brought back down and humbled.
Yep, same here. Pretty good. It's nice to be within a whole 7 games of the AL East lead. So definitely closing in on that one.
Start off with something that I guess you Yankee fans seem to be pretty down in the dumps. I know crosstown, the Mets fans are probably equally as bummed out that their first-round draft pick Kumar Rocker is one of the few draft picks this year that did not sign with the team. Obviously, he's the most well-known of the bunch that failed to sign. And what's interesting is he's not going back to Vanderbilt next year. Instead, he'll be pitching on his own with Scott Boras, or maybe even going overseas to Japan or something like that. As the Mets claimed, he has a serious injury. He claims nothing's wrong. The whole situation's really awkward. Henry, what are your thoughts?
Personally, I think that this was a really massive mistake by the Mets, because by not signing Kumar Rocker, they then took lesser players because they didn't think that they needed as high of a touted prospect in their later picks. And then not signing him, and I've seen this comparison come up a lot, when Walker Buehler was drafted by the Dodgers, he had some elbow issues, but they took him in and he got surgery. And then under their care and training, they got him better. They rehabbed him, and look what he's turned into. He's turned into an all-star pitcher. He turned into a very, very lethal weapon in their rotation. And I don't understand why the Mets did that. And now it makes the trade of Crow Armstrong and the Hobby Bias trade look a little bit worse, because they were relying on Rocker going in, and instead of letting their doctors take care of him and betting on him, he's now floated away.
Well, the weird thing is, where is the mistake happening? Is it drafting Rocker? Because everyone thought he's going to be a top three, maybe even first overall pick, and then he kept sliding and sliding and sliding, and his velocity was getting worse as the season was going on. So the Mets had to know that something was up, maybe, and he's one of the few players that didn't do a pre-draft MRI, so maybe that waves red flags immediately of, oh, he's hiding something. And then apparently when he did go for his Mets MRI to seal the deal, they're like, wait up, the elbow, the shoulder, and everything to do with your right arm seems pretty messed up. So I don't know.
See,
where
the mistake... I don't think that the mistake was in drafting him, because I feel like with somebody who has the record for NCAA baseball's single strikeouts in a season, you can't not pick him. And I just personally think that even with the MRI, then you get him surgery, and then you work with him because of how good he was. I love college baseball, so obviously I saw Kumar Rocker a lot, and he was just dominant. And while velocity did go down, he still had a bunch of lethal secondary pitches that worked. Obviously against Mississippi State, it didn't go according to plan. But then again, that's one game. In a game that he lost to Ole Miss, he gave up 3 runs. That's not a bad game. And all the other ones, he was winning. So personally, I just don't understand the fact that you don't sign him and then work with him to rehab if anything serious was going on, which we're still not sure about.
Well, it seems like there was also a fundamental difference in that the Mets are saying you're going to need a big major surgery now. And Boras is like, his arm is completely fine. I mean, I've never seen an MRI or an elbow sort of image, but it seems like that should be a pretty easy tell. Yeah. If one of them's lying and one's not.
And I also feel like it's pretty selfish on the part of Scott Boras to tell him to not go back to Vanderbilt, because Vanderbilt's one of the top programs in the country, and I understand that it's a high stress environment when it comes to arms, especially when he's going to be pitching every weekend. But at the same time, now he's going to be playing in the middle of nowhere, and it's very, very possible that other stars in college baseball and even in high school rise up and then take his spot, and then he ends up going undrafted, which is a real possibility now.
Well, one person's elbow that we know now for sure is messed up, and Andreas, if you want to take this one and handle it, is Tyler Glasnow, who is now going for Tommy John surgery, likely knocks him out for the 2022 and 2023, maybe the beginning half of it as well. So what are your thoughts on that? Do you think the Rays still have a shot in the AL East? And I mean, it's after the trade deadline, so it's not like they can go get another pitcher now.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a huge, oops. That's obviously a huge loss for them. But once, sorry, random apps open on my computer. Great job. All right. That's obviously a huge loss for them. But they are just ahead in the AL East. And I really would be surprised if they didn't finish the season with at least a wild card spot. And the thing about starting pitchers, obviously Glasnow is a dominant pitcher, but the thing about starting pitchers is they do only pitch once every 5 days. And it's not like whoever they bring in as a replacement is going to be losing every single one of those games. So I feel like they do have, with the way that they're built as a stat-driven team, I feel like every player in their lineup has their individual role. And so obviously taking Glasnow out is going to be a big loss, but I think they still do have enough squad depth to go the distance. And I don't think they'll be a real World Series contender, but I do think that they definitely will be making the postseason and will probably still finish above the Yankees.
Henry, are you buying or selling on the latest Ken Rosenthal rumor that the Rays actually offered the Cubs Tyler Glasnow in exchange for Chris Bryant at the trade deadline?
I think that's possible, right? But obviously when it comes to injury checks and things like that, we knew that there was something wrong. The public knew that there was something wrong with Glasnow's arm, which means the teams probably knew a little bit more in depth. So I think that it's possible that they could have offered that trade up, but then the Cubs were like, knew a little bit more than we, the public, did. And we're like, all right, we're not even going to consider that because we don't know how serious it's going to be and how long it's going to impact him. So it's not worth it for us.
Speaking of the trade deadline, three former Chicago Cubs, Chris Bryant, Javier Baez, and Anthony Rizzo, all homered for their new teams in their first games. Out of those three, Andreas, you'll pick one. Henry, you can pick one, and then I'll take the last one. Who's going to have the biggest impact on their new team? Andreas, if you want to go first.
Could you repeat the three again? It was Rizzo, Bryant, and...
Bryant with the Giants, Rizzo with the Yankees, and Javi Baez with the Mets.
Baez, okay. I'll take Bryant. So Giants, obviously already a really dominant team, even though on paper they really did not look better than the Dodgers, and especially now after the trade deadline, Dodgers just continuing to pick up studs. But I think he'll make a big impact on the team. I mean, he can be a little bit back and forth player. I mean, when I first started following baseball, he was, you know, mashing home runs every day. But, you know, he has had a couple off seasons. I remember picking him early in a fantasy draft one year and being very disappointed. But I think in the end, he is a quality player. And even though he has had the occasional off season, I think he, in the end, he will be consistent, and he's shown his quality for many, many seasons. And I think with the Giants, you know, maybe the change of scenery will be something that livens up his offense a little more.
Henry, I have a feeling I know who you're going to take of the two.
Oh yeah. I think it's pretty obvious. Please extend Anthony Rizzo for as long as he would like. Give him as much money as he would like. And in 2 weeks, I could be saying to fire him on the spot. I don't know. But that's the way that a Yankee fan thinks. His first series, granted, is against the Marlins, so does it even count? It was incredible. It was so nice to see, especially in that final game where, yes, he hit two home runs in his first two games, but he got a go-ahead hit. Or no, sorry, he drove in a run with a single. Judge got a go-ahead hit. And honestly, at this point, as a Yankees fan, it makes me more happy seeing them string hits together and scoring runs than hitting absolute bombs. but I will always take an Anthony Rizzo bomb. And if this is what the new version of the Yankees looks like, barring what happened last night with just an absolutely abysmal loss to the Orioles, then I will welcome it with open arms, and I'm feeling very hopeful about this final push.
Let me see if I can repeat word for word exactly what you just said, because I will copy and paste that exact argument with Javier Baez. And as of right now, his defense looks stellar. His offense has been great. Yes, I finally realized that he does have insanely frustrating at-bats where the ball will bounce twice before the plate and then he'll swing at it, and he's a strikeout machine. But he seems to have a flair for the dramatic. I would extend him right now because Francisco Lindor seems to be really happy with Baez, and when you pay a man $325 or $341 million, you tend to want to make him happy. However, now, if Baez asked for the same contract, would I do that? Probably not. Who knows? Maybe he goes on a Cespedes run, and I'm going to want to do that deal, but as of right now, we'll see what happens. All three of these guys are probably going to push their team to the playoffs, whether it's Bryant leading the Giants to the West title, whether it's Baez in the NL East, or Rizzo maybe a wild card chase, or if they really get on their horse, winning the AL East. The final big thing that we probably want to discuss in the recap, the Houston Astros are going to Los Angeles for the first time since they met in that cheating scandaled World Series. Andreas, do you expect anything to happen this weekend? Or not this weekend, this week?
In terms of obviously there will be some fan disagreements, as we've seen with other teams, fans getting really into rooting against the Astros when they're in town. But I don't expect to see any on-field brawls or anything like that. I mean, we saw with the Yankees were probably just as mad as the Dodgers were about the cheating scandal, and really nothing, the players really kept it professional and nothing happened on field with that. But I feel like this is going to be fairly underwhelming in terms of fireworks and that sort of thing.
Henry?
Now, I like watching the Dodgers versus Astros a little bit more than I did watch the Yankees versus the Astros. As you said, nothing really happened between the players, but it was really just the entertainment of the fans at Yankee Stadium just absolutely railing on Altuve. But here, I think it could be a little bit different. I think that the amount of guys that are still from that 2017 team that lost in the World Series is shocking. Obviously, Joe Kelly's still on the team, and we all know what happens between Joe Kelly and the Astros, with that absolutely epic face that he made towards Carlos Correa after throwing at his head. But I think that if any pairing of a team is most likely to get into at least a scuffle, maybe even a brawl, it's this pair, especially in Dodger Stadium with the crowd sort of trying to egg them on.
I think, and this is only a two-game series, so there's a chance Dave Roberts doesn't use Joe Kelly on purpose. However, if Joe Kelly gets into one of these two games, I fully believe something's going to happen. Side note, Max Scherzer is also making his Dodger debut on Wednesday, so that's something to look forward to as well. I think the next thing we had planned, and neither Henry nor Andreas know the questions, but we do have a little trivia segment. Obviously, there's not much happening in baseball right now. The trade deadline did just happen, so would you rather do the question right now where you're a team working together, or the question where you're against each other to test your baseball knowledge?
I'm fine with either. You surprise us.
All right, so we're going to start with the against each other. I will name the name of the player, and you will have to say what team he was traded to. Obviously, I'll give you a bonus point if you can get one of the players that was in the return package, although that's probably pretty hard. Andreas, we'll let you go first, and it's a slam dunk if you were just listening to what I just said. Max Scherzer.
I do remember you saying the Dodgers about 5 seconds ago.
Do you know any of the prospects that went in that deal?
Zero of them.
Josiah Gray. Henry, another easy one. Chris Bryant.
The Giants.
Do you know a prospect?
Ooh. I remember in the original things, Jeff Passan wasn't too descriptive.
So Give up. No Googling. I hear someone typing on a keyboard.
Yeah, no, I have no idea.
Not Google.
Alexander Canario was the lead prospect in that deal. Andreas Javier Baez.
Mets.
Prospect.
Oh, it was just the one guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't remember his name. He was an outfielder, right?
Crow Armstrong.
Pete Crow Armstrong. All right. Let's go. Next one. We'll skip Trey Turner because that's the same deal. Henry Jose Berrios.
Jose Berrios was traded to the Blue Jays.
Seattle prospect.
No, I hate the Blue Jays. I don't follow them.
Austin Martin and Simeon Woods Richardson. Andreas, easy one. Joey Gallo.
Yankees.
Yes.
Don't know the prospects.
Four random guys. Henry, Craig Kimbrell.
Actually, hold on. Ezekiel Duran was one of the prospects.
Yes.
Number 14 prospect in the Yankees farm system. All right. Sorry.
Craig. Hey, this is my question. You don't get bonus points for that.
He's traded to the White Sox.
And do you know a prospect?
Does Nick Madrigal count as a prospect?
Nick Madrigal counts because he's the return.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Here we go, Andreas. They're going to get a little tougher. That was for the easy ones. Adam Frazier.
Oof. He went, was it the Padres?
Yes, it was the Padres, and I don't expect you to know the return. Henry Starling Marte.
A's.
Yes. Andreas Kyle Schwarber.
I have no idea. White Sox.
Wrong Sox.
Oh.
And also, Jesus Luzardo, my pick for coming in top five in the AL Cy Young, was traded.
All right, you seem to be losing steam. So, Henry, I'm going to go rapid fire at you, and we'll see how many in a row you can get.
All right.
Eduardo Escobar.
Brewers.
Nelson Cruz.
Rays.
Brad Hand.
Blue Jays.
Kyle Gibson.
Ooh.
Andres, you can bump in if you know. Phillies is right. Kendall Graveman.
Astros.
Danny Duffy.
Dodgers.
Richard Rodriguez.
Ooh. Kansas City?
Why would the Royals be buying?
I know Soler went to the Braves, so I just took a guess.
Richard Rodriguez also went to the Braves.
Oh.
All right, couple more. Eddie Rosario.
He went. I forget.
To the Braves as well.
Yeah, they made a bunch of low-key moves.
Ready for another one? Adam Duvall.
Braves.
Jorge Soler.
Braves.
Rich Hill.
He went to the Mets.
Yes. John Lester. Underrated sneaky move.
Yeah, he went to the Cardinals.
Yes. All right. I'm going to scroll down and I'll be really impressed because I'll skip by the names like Daniel Hudson, Andrew Chafin, Ryan Tepera, Albert Pujols, and I'll go all the way to the bottom. I have 114 players that were traded. Andreas, you get to pick the number.
Out of 114?
Yes. Was it? Yes.
Three.
Well, I mean, we've done three.
Oh, wait. We started... 113.
Higher the number, the harder the player.
Yeah, yep. He's at 113.
Oh, 113. Sal Romano. Either of you.
Yeah, and he got traded.
Yeah, he got traded.
The Padres.
Andreas?
Definitely the Giants, of course.
So, of course, if you guys were true Yankee fans, you would know that he actually pitched for the Yankees and was traded to the Yankees last week.
When? Oh, yes. Okay, I remember this. Michael Kay. It was this was in the Red Sox series.
Yes.
Michael Kay railed on him, like in the most polite way possible, called him garbage while he was pitching on the mound. The Yankees proceeded to lose that game, which was nice. but Michael Kay destroyed Sal Romano on live television.
All right, we'll do one last trivia question before we'll get to a segment that Henry's probably dreading. The final trivia question, you guys can work together. Name the top 12 players according to Baseball Reference WAR for the Yankees this year. Doesn't have to be in order.
For the Yankees?
Yes.
Judge, and obviously.
Judge is second.
Gary.
Gary is 12th.
Cole.
Garrett Cole is one.
Chapman.
Chapman is not on there.
Yeah, the bad
not get high WAR, right? Because they don't pitch enough innings.
There is a reliever. There's two relievers on there.
Really?
LeMahieu.
LeMahieu is not on there.
Chad Green.
Chad Green is on there at six.
Is the other reliever Littke? He's pitched quite a few innings.
Littke is not on there. This also shows that WAR is a pretty stupid stat, but
yeah, WAR is an overrated stat. Our Lord and Savior Greg Allen
is not on there.
He should be. That's how you know it's a wrong stat.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you know it's overrated.
All right, two more wrong guesses, and then we'll move on.
All right, yeah, there's one more.
How many do we have?
You've gotten Cole, Judge, Chad Green, and Gary Sanchez. So 4 of 12. You're doing great.
Oh, wow. We're doing terrible.
Loaiza.
Loaiza is on there at number 4.
Yeah.
5. You're going to be so disappointed when you hear the names.
Glaber.
Glaber's not on there either.
Stanton.
Stanton's on there at number 10. So 1 point.
I guess it helps when you only hit. And then yeah, let's take Tyone.
Tyone is on there at 5.
Yep. Are the rest position players?
No, not even close. Okay. Most are pitchers.
Then Herman.
Herman is on there.
No way is Montgomery on there.
Montgomery's third on the team.
Really? No way. That man gives up 4 runs every first inning that he pitches. I know there are no more relievers, you said. Mm-hmm. So. Oh, well, Nestor Cortez.
Nestor Cortez is 11. You're missing 2 more.
Position players or?
One position player, one pitcher.
Okay.
Really? Still another pitcher? I thought pitchers tended to have
Urshela.
Gio Urshela, yes.
And
you're going to forget about this guy.
No. It's a starter.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a starter. Okay.
Viewers at home are probably screaming right now. How are you forgetting about blah, blah, blah? But
yeah.
We'll see. This is where we should probably get good at editing. But
yeah.
You know. Right. It's Corey Kluber.
Oh.
He hasn't pitched in like 2 months.
King. He hasn't pitched in like 2 months.
All right. I'll be amazed if you get this one. We'll speed through it. Mets top 12.
Oh, no chance.
McNeil.
Yes.
Alonso.
Yes.
Walker.
Yes.
Grom.
Grom is 4. Yep. Stroman, 5.
Tomas Nito, obviously. King.
There's no Tomas Nito.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just like
DeGrom, Alonso, Francisco Lindor, Brandon Nimmo.
143 batting average team himself.
You got Stroman, McNeil, Aaron Loop is on there because he's having an amazing season. Jonathan VR, Tylor McGill, James McCann, Taiwan Walker, and of course,
had enough innings.
And of course, Luis Guillorme.
Oh.
All right. Now, the segment that Henry's probably dreading because Ryan and I did go back
is
and.
That not the. Oh, okay.
No, this is. You're going to be embarrassed by this. And Andreas was not a part of this, but he gets to laugh in our faces about how wrong we were because this week we looked back at our early and before season predictions. would we like to trash Ryan's predictions first, or would we let's yours? Trash
Ryan first. We can wait for Ryan.
All right, on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being horrific to 1 being actually did the job, Adalberto Mondesi is a top 10 in the AL MVP.
I'm giving that a 4.
Eloy Jimenez wins the Triple Crown.
It's not his fault, right? Because for some reason the White Sox had a candlelight vigil for him, even though he had a minor injury. But, I mean, it's not his fault. But that's a 5.
Jack Flaherty for Cy Young.
I give that a 2.
Chris Bryant with an OPS.
I think I made that same prediction at the start of the year.
Chris Bryant has an OPS of 900, and he's currently at 864.
Oh, that's a 1. He's going to get that job done, especially now that he's on a new team. Yeah.
Carlos Carrasco wins the NL Cy Young.
5. There's just no way.
His AL MVP will be one of Mike Trout, or his MVPs will be one of Mike Trout, Christian Yelich, Michael Conforto, or his saving grace, Shohei Ohtani. Oh,
okay.
It's a 3 just for Shohei.
Garrett Cole, Jacob deGrom, Tyler Glasnow, Corbin Burns, Lance McCullers, and Adam Wainwright are going to be in the NL finalists, or NL and AL finalists for Cy Young.
I'd give that like a 3. It's not bad.
The rookie of the years will be some of Jared Kelenic, Randy Arozarena, Andrew Vaughn, and Luis Camposano.
Not some good looks here. Not good looks at all. Jared Kelenic sporting that, 0.66?
Yeah, around there.
Wonderful batting average. Give that a 4.
Trey Mancini wins the comeback player of the year.
That's a 1. There's no other way.
That's definitely going to happen. Trevor Bauer will be the disappointing player of the year.
Well, I mean, from a moral standpoint, yes. So I give that a 1.
Scott Servais and Craig Counsell win the managers of the year.
That's possible. I'll give that a 2.
The 3 playoff teams from the American League East is going to happen. However, it's going to be the Yankees, Rays, and Blue Jays.
Yeah, I give that
the 3.
Yeah, I give that a 5. I think the Yankees and the Rays make it, Bobby. I don't think the Blue Jays make it.
The Braves win the East.
It's still possible. I'll give it a 3.
There will be 2.5. He took the over on 2.5 players get MVP votes from both the Mets and the Yankees.
It's a 5.
And then
there's no way.
Dodgers win the World Series.
With this team, that's a solid 2. I can't put it as a 1 because it means that they're automatically going to win, but which you just really never know with the way the NL West is shaping out to be. But that's a very strong pick.
All right, Henry, your turn. Jesus Luzardo wins the top 5 in AL Cy Young.
5.
Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton will combine to only miss 30 games.
All right, so this was a rough pick. I was feeling really positive about the fact that Stanton got slimmer. Stanton has missed over 30 games on his own. It's been a rough one. But I don't entirely blame myself. I blame Aaron Boone for being really mysterious about why Judge would just miss a series for no reason. That's a 5.
The Washington Nationals will win the NL East.
It's rough. Yeah, like a 4, because you never know. With the way the Nationals are, you never know. I give myself a 4, not a 5.
Aaron Judge hits 40 homers.
I give myself a 3.
DJ LeMahieu wins the MVP. These are brutal.
These are really brutal. This hurts my soul. It's another 4.
Jacob deGrom and Shane Bieber win the Cy Youngs. That could happen.
Okay. Yeah, I give myself a 3 for that.
Jared Kelenic wins the AL Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, let's give that one a 6.
6-6. It's a 5.
Trey Mancini, Comeback Player of the Year.
Easy, it's a 1.
Gleyber Torres disappoints a ton.
I mean, could he redeem himself? Yes, but so far I'm putting myself at a solid 2 for that.
Tony La Russa wins the Manager of the Year award.
This was before Tony La Russa committed war crimes against baseball fans by ruining Yermin Mercedes for all of us. This is a 5, and I'm so ashamed of myself for predicting it.
The Rays missed the playoffs.
3.
The A's win the West.
It's going to be very tough, but I give myself another 3.
The Cardinals win the Central.
No, it's like a 4. It's abysmal.
The Dodgers come in 2nd place in the NL West. But I think
that's a 1. That is a 1. That what a magical pick.
I think when you made that, you were assuming it was the Padres.
I
was talking
about
the
Padres, but that wasn't said. What an incredible the foresight in that pick. That is a 1. That was a wonderful pick by me.
And Ryan and I even looked back on the wording of what you said it just to make sure you didn't say Padres win the division. You specifically said Dodgers will come in 2nd. So
yeah,
we have to give you credit.
I knew exactly.
However, you also said the Padres will beat the Yankees in the World Series.
I don't think that's true. I think, who knows, the Yankees make the World Series, but you never know. I think both of those teams are playoff teams. So I give it a 3.
All right, I'm up. Corbin Burns gets traded to the Royals. Oof.
It's a 5. It didn't happen.
I wonder what circumstances would that have happened?
Well, just wait. I thought the Royals were going to go off this year.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, you haven't heard his picks yet.
The Toronto Blue Jays or the Boston Red Sox will win the American League East.
That was a great pick. That's a 1.
I mean, the Rays could get in my way, but I think hyping up the Red Sox was definitely a smart idea.
Yeah.
The top 5 in the National League Cy Young will be DeGrom, Bauer, Scherzer, Kershaw, and Marcus Stroman.
That's pretty good. Obviously, Bauer's not going to be there. I don't think Kershaw will be there. I'd give that a solid 3.
The Mets will spend $500 million this year. I mean, Lindor was 300.
On Lindor, they're basically spending that.
Trevor Story.
Yeah, I give that a 2.
Trevor Story to the Angels.
It's rough. I mean, it was just wrong, so I guess it has to be a 5.
Zach McKinstry, Rookie of the Year.
It's possible. It's possible. Yeah, I give that a 3.
Matt Chapman, Bryce Harper, and Jacob DeGrom will win MVP award.
I'll give that a 3 just because Chapman and Harper aren't winning it.
John Means battles for the American League Cy Young.
At the start, he was.
At the start, but that was after tax and the shocking downfall of the no-hitter.
Yeah.
No, it's not happening. It's like a 4.
Other than Trey Mancini, Marcus Semien will win the AL Comeback Player of the Year award. I mean.
That's a great pick. I give that a 2.
Ronald Acuna Jr. will still make the All-Star game, but overall his numbers will be disappointing and he only hits roughly 20 homers. I mean,
you're not wrong.
No, so that was wrong. That was wrong. He made the All-Star team. His numbers were great.
I mean, what did he end up?
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the year, you know, you'd
he
want
had 24 homers.
Except that was midway through the year.
And then he got hurt.
But those numbers aren't disappointing because of when he got hurt.
All right, fine. Here we go with the Royals again. Mike Matheny wins the Manager of the Year award.
Rough. It's a rough look for you.
Royals finish in 2nd, only 2 games behind the Indians.
Both of those were wrong, shockingly.
Red Sox Athletics wild card game.
It's possible. Like that's a 1 because right now that's the wild card game.
The Mets, Braves, and Phillies will battle for the NL East and will all win around 84 games.
What's the current standings?
I think the Mets are 5 games above 500 and in 1st place. And then Braves are 2 games under and Phillies are exactly 500.
Yeah, Mets have 55, Phillies have 53, Braves have 52. I give that a 2 because you never know, but that was a strong pick.
The Mets will beat the Indians in the World Series, but first.
Abysmal. No. We do not entertain an Indians World Series here.
I was going to say, but first they also beat Trevor Bauer in Queens in the NLDS.
It's not happening, Dylan.
All right.
We don't know if Trevor Bauer even comes back in uniform. So
the Pittsburgh Pirates finish in fourth place in the NL Central.
It's wishful thinking, but there's no way.
Jonathan India breaks out and goes hard for the NL Rookie of the Year.
He's not winning Rookie of the Year.
And then the New York Yankees will win 82 to 84 games.
Yeah, they have how many wins? They have 56. That's wrong. They're getting way more than that.
All right, one more bold prediction that I forgot to mention earlier, but Henry did have this, and we're really hoping it ends up being correct, is that by the time we do bold predictions again next year, which is around middle of March, Coco Crisp will be in the Hall of Fame. Henry.
Now, what a astute pick. What a wonderful pick by me. Now, with the help of the side retired listeners, as I've said time and time again, we hope to make this a reality. Coco Crisp is the most deserving player in this class. Full stop, nobody else. You can say A-Rod, you can say Poppy, but I say Coco. Coco is the most deserving player, and this pick, it was sight into the future. It was given to me by God. God has given me the foresight to know that they will induct Coco Crisp into the Hall of Fame. And you know how it happens? By us, the side retired community. We pressure the writers into getting him into the Baseball Hall of Fame. That is our job. That is our task. Until it happens, we will not rest. So join us in this crusade to get Coco Crisp into the Hall of Fame.
Andreas, I don't know if you've listened to episodes in the past, but we do this every episode. And hopefully, if you have Twitter or anything. Yeah. I don't know. It's definitely an interesting.
I think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame just because of the James Shields fight.
Exactly. I mean, just that event. And then from there, you know, oh, just throw Coco in.
He saw the future. He saw that punch coming from the time he left the batter's box.
All right. Well, shout out to the city of Baltimore. You can find us on Twitter at Side Retired Pod. We've been interacting with a lot of people there. We also release digital specials on there. Of course, you can also find us on the podcast app. Thanks a lot for following us along with Trade Deadline Week, because I know that was pretty busy. Henry and I were doing at least two episodes a day covering that, bringing in a lot of sort of cycled in guests as we continue to search for Ryan Barry. So if any of you guys know where he is, let us know. And at Saturday Pirate Pod on Twitter, Henry, Andreas, unless you guys have anything else.
All good.
All good. All right. I guess with that, the side is retired.